Listening Library presents The Cheshire Cheese Cat, A Dickens of a Tale, by Carmen Agradidi and Randall Wright. Read for you by Catherine Kellgren with Robin Sachs. Chapter 1. He was the best of Toms, he was the worst of Toms. Fleet of foot, sleek and solitary, Skilly was a cat among cats. Or so he would have been, but for a secret he had carried since his early youth, a secret that caused him to live in hidden shame, avoiding even casual friendship, lest anyone discover, "Skit, cat!" A broom came down hard out of London's cold and fog. Startled, Skilly leapt sideways, and the broom whiffled empty air. The cat, however, refused to scat. He eyed the dead fish, then the broom, calculating the distance between the two. "Off now, you thieving moggy!" the fishmonger shrilled. As if reading his thoughts, she kicked the fish under her stall and cocked the broom for another swing. Angry women with brooms unnerved him. The only encounter Skilly dreaded more was one with Pinch, the terror of Fleet Street. With a flick of his peculiar tail, Skilly turned his back to the fishwife, putting all the disdain he could muster into the sway of his hips. But once he had rounded the corner, he flitted into an alley where he ran its length with darts and dashes. Pausing at the end of the passageway, he surveyed the familiar cobblestones and his spirits lightened. Huddled over her fire on a near corner was the crone who sold roasted chestnuts for a halfpenny. A few paces from her, a boy hawked mulled cider. Down the street, the song of the rag and bone man mingled with the rattle of carriages and the hum of pedestrians. Ah, Fleet Street, Skilly thought, home to some of the finest eating and drinking.